I held it at bay. Roman and I had only recently returned from a whirlwind vacation in Paris. Y'all got that right, Paris, France, not Paris, Alabama, because that wouldn't be a vacation. That would be pool time at the Holiday Inn. Not that I'm knocking it. Anyway, we'd had an amazing trip and had only gotten closer in the end for it. Yep, at the moment, I lived on cloud 10. That's right, cloud 10. I skipped number 9 altogether and jumped right to the best one. Roman escorted his Aunt Eliza to the front, where she met her husband-to-be, Jonathan Pearbottom. Normally, I'd call him Jonathan Pain in the Bottom, but in the past few weeks, I'd come to a certain understanding with the witch police inspector. I spaced out as the wedding proceedings went underway. I mean, who doesn't space out a little at these things? They can be kind of long and kind of boring. I must have done something right because that 20 minutes of daydreaming made the wedding itself fly by. In no time at all, the departure music hummed on the quartet strings and bluebirds flew toward the altar, dropping thornless roses on the newly married couple. I stood, stretching the kinks from my body. Grandma clapped her hands.
What a lovely ceremony! Why, it reminds me of the time when the queen of one faction of harpies married the king of another. They have a very strange ritual where they pull feathers from each other.
Reed clamped a hand over her mouth.
Thanks, Grandma.
Great story. Want to grab some grub? I see a centaur who looks like he needs some company. Grandma's head quivered.
I don't think any of us had ever actually physically stopped her from telling one of her harebrained stories. I think it might have shaken her up a bit.
Yes, Reed, I could use some food right now.
She glanced over at Nan, her nearly 60-year-old bodyguard.
You hungry?
Nan nodded.
I've got to stay strong if I'm going to guard this family. I'm cutting my carbs, girls. No more of that refined sugar stuff for me.
She pounded her chest like a gorilla.
I'm upping my protein so I can stay a lean, mean fighting machine.
I fisted the air. You go get 'em, Nan. Show 'em who's boss. Confusion clouded Grandma's face.
Who's the boss, Dylan?
I shook my head.
Nan is, apparently. Has she started paying us?
I think my eyes rolled into the back of my head.
No, Grandma, she isn't paying us. Reed, please take her to get some food. I think her blood sugar must be low.
They moved away, leaving Sarah and me all alone.
Hey there.
Like melted butter spreading over slightly brown toast came the voice that belonged to Brock Odom, Monkey King, and, most importantly, Sarah's boyfriend. Brock had long, dark, wavy hair and brown eyes. The smile tracing his lips trailed up into his gaze. Warmth and goodness washed off him like red mud off a stick.
Hey, I know it's not the best comparison. Just go with me on this.
Ladies,
he cooed in that Matthew McConaughey voice of his.
How are y'all doing this evening?
I swear I saw Sarah faint slightly at the sound of his voice.
Good, I said. We're great. Beautiful wedding.
Beautiful,
Sarah said. Brock took Sarah's hand and brushed the back of it over his lips.
Can I interest you in some punch?
Her knees buckled a little bit and a woozy smile plastered her face.
Sure thing, Captain.
Captain? I arched an eyebrow at that. She shot me a panicked look, I assume because she realized that she would be leaving me all alone. I waved her off.
Go on, I'll catch up in a minute. I think I broke my heel.
Brock glanced down at my foot.
Can I get you something?
I bent my knee, pretending to limp a little.
No, I'm good. I'll fix it. Think of this like the zombie apocalypse. You've got to leave the weakest behind sometimes.
Brock stared at me in confusion. Sarah shook her head as if she couldn't believe how crazy and stupid I was. I gripped the back of a chair for dramatic effect.
Seriously, go grab a glass for me.
Brock slid a hand over Sarah's bare shoulder.
We'll be back.
As soon as they disappeared into the crowd of magical folks, I stopped the whole hobbling routine. An arm snaked around my waist, my breath caught in my throat.
It's been too long since I've smelled you.